Welcome back into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this segment by Linda Cook. She's the Chief of Staff and Director of Community Relations at Kansas State University, and she's also the organizer of the Landon Lecture Series. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Brandon.
Landon Lecture Series comes up next month here in September, and there's going to be two different speaking events. We'll get into that here in just a moment, but first of all, kind of tell me the history of this event, how it got started, and why it's such an important thing for Kansas State.
The Landon Lecture started in 1966 when then-President James McCain started the Landon Lecture Series in recognition of Alfred M. Landon, who had been the governor of Kansas from 1933 through 1936, or through 37, and he was also the Republican nominee for U.S. presidential elections in 1936, and he obviously lost that election to Franklin Roosevelt, but he was a very prominent political figure in the state of Kansas, and so this series was started to bring prominent leaders, thought leaders, prominent business people, news people to Manhattan, Kansas, to talk on campus, not only to students and faculty, staff, but also to community, to bring in thought leaders to talk about world topics, kind of stretch their thinking, open their minds to different things that are going on around the world and different perspectives from the speaker's point of view. So, and then Alfred Landon was the very first lecturer, and that was in 1966, and his lecture titled was New Challenges in International Relations, which is still a relevant topic today.
Absolutely it is. And you've had some pretty prominent people, even former presidents, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. We've had presidents. We've had presidents going back to the list here. We've had Reagan. We had Clinton. And we had Jimmy Carter. And several other presidents, but those were some of the more recent. We've had business leaders like Ross Perot. Senator Robert Kennedy was in that first early years of the lectures. We've had Anne Armstrong, who was an ambassador. Doris Kearns Goodwin, who's kind of the historian of political leaders. Mikhail Gorbachev was here at one point. And then more recently, we had the U.S. Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran was here. Joyce Banda, who was the former president of Malawi, and Dr. Temple Grandin, who's world-renowned expert in autism. So it's a very broad variety of speakers, but fairly always prominent people. And this is one of the most prestigious American college university lecture series in the country.
Now, the first guest here in the month of September will be on Friday, September 6th. It has some Kansas ties here, and it's the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
Yes. He will kick off our series. He's the 190th lecture in the series, and he will be here on September 6th. And, of course, he'll have a lot to talk about. We've not pinned him down on a title for the lecture, but certainly it'll be a very timely topic about what's going on in the world next week. And that lecture starts at 10:30 a.m., and we are opening the doors early because we will have extra security where attendees will need to go through metal detectors. And so we're asking people to arrive early, so we're opening the doors at 9:30. But, yeah, his ties go back to Wichita, Kansas, and he's been, serving – it was before becoming the director of the Secretary of State, he was director of Central Intelligence Agency. And he was also represented the Kansas 4th District, which includes the city of Wichita. He was also a member of the House Intelligence Committee when he was in that position. He also has a business background where he founded Thayer Aerospace, where he served as a CEO for a decade. So he's got a lot of experience, background in different areas, and we're very excited for his lecture. We expect a full house, so we are just suggesting people get there early.
Yeah, I was just looking up. He's the fourth in line to the presidency, so a very prominent guest here to start things off.
Absolutely. And then we have another lecture in September also, and that is Alan Murray, who is the CEO of Fortune media company, which covers Fortune magazine, as well as all of their digital publication and live events. And so he kind of brings a totally different perspective, and we'll be able to talk a lot about how digital media has changed the world of communications and journalism, but communications overall. And he was also CEO of or content in charge of content for Time Inc., worked at Wall Street Journal for a number of years, and was CEO of Pew Research Group. So, and he's written 4 books, and he's also very actively involved in artificial intelligence and how that relates to public opinion and working in media and communications today. So he will be here on Friday, September 27th, and that lecture will start at 10:30, and it's also in McCain Auditorium. And then we are working on the speakers for next semester. Not ready to announce them yet, but they are. We've got some pretty high profile people that we plan to bring in next semester.
Now, doing something like this and getting these guests here, I know it's not easy. Sometimes schedules conflict, and mm-hmm. and not always. Sometimes people aren't available to speak. But landing these two, I mean, these are pretty good gets for K-State.
Right, and we utilize our networks. You know, with the president, people in the community, you know, Nancy Kassebaum Baker. Obviously, this is her – a lecture series is named after her father. So we work with her in identifying people. We have, you know, alumni and faculty from K-State that have networks. So we're able to reach out to very prominent individuals and secure them. It does take a little work and time to put it together. So we're really happy when we get an agreement to do it and actually get it on the calendar.
And you mentioned getting there early, especially for the Pompeo visit here on the 6th. Is there anything that people should know that they can or can't have with them?
We are going to implement the clear bag policy like we do for sporting events. So people need to have the clear bag. There'll be, you know, anything that will go off through a metal detector cannot go through. So they'll just need to be able to take out their keys and phones when they go through. But the clear bag will be it's pretty much like it is for any of the sporting events. If by chance they forget, we will have a bag check because backpacks will not be allowed in the auditorium that day. And we will have plenty of metal detectors on either side of the main entrances into McCain, and Secret Service will be helping us screen people as they come into the auditorium.
What about parking? Is there any concerns with parking that day?
Parking is always difficult on a college campus, yeah. So again, arrive early because we do have the garage. We have lots around the campus, but we do recommend people get there early. And we do have a patrons, and the lecture in McCain Auditorium it's free and open to the public. But we do have a group of supporters, the Landon Lecture patrons, and you can become a Landon Lecture patron if you want to be able to get reserved seating towards the front of the auditorium for all the lectures that year. And it also includes lunch or dinner with the speaker. Sometimes the speakers are in the evening. That will follow after the lecture, so they have a little more time to ask more personal questions of the speaker.
All right. And if people want to learn more about the Landon Lecture Series, maybe how they can get involved with that, how can they do that?
Absolutely. On the website, it's k-state.edu/Landon.
Okay. Very good. Again, September 6th, 10:30 is the Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, visit, and then Alan Murray on September 26th?
27th.
27th, okay. Mm-hmm. And so those are both coming up here, and then the spring ones will be announced maybe later in the fall.
Hopefully in later fall, yes. Okay. We're working very hard on that one right now.
All right, very good. Well, Linda, we appreciate you coming and sharing this with us, and hopefully, and I know that there will be big crowds there, and we hope everything goes smoothly.
Thank you very much.